Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to a podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 182, and I'm recording this on March 5th, 2009. March 5th, of course, is the anniversary of, all you history geeks, yes, the Boston Massacre. So I guess it is a happy Boston Massacre Day, I guess if you can say happy Boston Massacre Day. But that is an historic date in our nation's history. But today's topic is back to school. I just wanted to talk a little bit today about the beginning of a journey for myself this week. I am back in school officially for the first time since, I was thinking this the other day, I think it's the first time since 2002 when I finished up my master's degree. I have a master's degree from the University of Nebraska in curriculum and instruction with an emphasis on educational technology, and I think that that was in 2002, and so this is my first formal experience as a student. I'm beginning my doctorate degree this week. It will be a three-year process, and I am earning my degree through Walden University. It'll be an online experience except for a residency that I'll be doing this summer, and I just wanted to talk about it a little bit and just kind of reflect on it, and then also at the end offer if anybody has some suggestions. I know that a lot of people listening have probably gone through an entire online program, and I was just curious if anyone has any suggestions, helpful tips, any guidance as I start on this journey. When I took my master's degree, I was living in Nebraska and teaching in Nebraska at the time, and most of my classes for the first probably 75-80% of the coursework was face-to-face classes. I did quite a few field experiences. I did some stuff on campus in Lincoln. And then I moved to Missouri, and so I had about a year to finish. And so the remainder of my master's degree I accomplished by taking online classes. And so that was my first experience with graduate classes online. And, you know, kind of enjoyed it. Kind of thought that a couple of the classes I took, maybe I could have accomplished a little bit more in a face-to-face environment. But, you know, living in Missouri, it wasn't logistically possible for me to drive up to Lincoln, you know, even once a week to take a class. And so that was one way that I was able to finish my master's degree. Now, in the last 4 years, I've also taught an online course at Park University entitled Technology in the Classroom. So I do have some experience teaching a graduate class, and I also teach that as a face-to-face class on campus at Park. But I feel a little bit different now jumping back into the online pool as a student, and I'm getting my doctorate of education in the Teacher as Leader program through Walden, and I never really thought that I would get a doctorate degree once I got my master's. My dad told me I would, but I told him there really wasn't any need for me to go ahead and get a doctorate, but as part of the Teacher of the Year program, Walden has graciously offered us a scholarship as the Teacher of the Year, and so definitely wanted to take him up on that opportunity. I couldn't imagine having another opportunity similar to that in my future, and so I'm going to go ahead and take him up on the offer, and I'm excited. I'm also a little bit anxious. I have two young girls at home. My wife and I have a one-year-old and a five-year-old, so you know, I'm just kind of trying to balance, you know, time at home and time at school, and it is going to be a time commitment. They basically estimate that it'll probably be about 2 hours a day of additional work. So if you commit usually about 10 to 12 hours a week, they say that that's probably about average. So I'm willing to make that sacrifice. I can find ways to get things done so that I can still have some time at home with my my kids and stuff. But it's definitely going to be a challenge. I mean, I'm going to be getting into areas that are probably going to be a little bit outside my comfort zone. They did have an educational technology doctorate, but I wanted to kind of expand a little bit and see if I could do some things with teacher leadership. And I think that it'll really help me in some of the things that I'm doing at school as well. I'm going to have the opportunity to do a little bit of research when I get further into the program. I hope to do some research, probably incorporating technology in some aspect with my students and with my other faculty members here. So it's exciting, but I'm a little apprehensive about getting started and really jumping in and committing all that time. But have talked to a lot of people that have had different experiences with Walden, and you know, they said that you really get out of the program what you put in, and it's really well structured, and so I'm excited to go ahead and get started. So other than that, basically, if you have any words of encouragement, any tips, any time management tips, maybe specifically that you'd like to share, please go to the blog, and that is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, and just go ahead and leave a comment. I'll definitely read those, and then the other people that are reading the blog will also benefit from any comments you might have. I know that last year I commented that we were thinking about incorporating the national boards as a part of how we could increase our salary on the scale here in our district, and then financially the bottom kind of fell out of our district as far as some specific needs, and we weren't able to do that. But I know when I brought this up to the general listening public last year, I got a lot of really good advice, and I probably haven't replied to as many people as I should have that offered me that advice. But if you'd like to offer me any advice on this particular journey, on starting my doctorate, please leave a comment on the blog, and we'll get it up there for everybody to see. So I'm going to try and podcast as much as I can throughout the process of getting my doctorate. I know that's going to take up a little bit more time, but for me, doing podcasts is just something that I enjoy doing. I don't really see it as a task, I guess. It's kind of a hobby or a recreation type thing. So I do plan on continuing to podcast. And again, I don't polish up my podcast a whole lot and, you know, do a lot of script writing and things. So I'm trying to do a little bit more on-the-fly podcast, talking about stuff that's happening in class and making it relevant for teachers that are in the classroom. So I will continue to try and podcast as often as I have before, and hopefully that won't start to slack off a little bit. So thanks for listening, and remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.